I'm here in Maban County in the northern region of South Sudan at Yusuf Batil Refugee Camp with South Sudanese supermodel Alek Wek. This region of Africa is referred to as the Sud because it's the wettest part of the continent. There are three camps in Maban County where over 105,000 refugees have fled the violence in Sudan. UNHCR and other organizations are struggling to meet the challenging needs now that the rains have come.
The refugees that are here right now in Maban having to face the rainy season, but the flood, where everyone had a story of just how the huts have all collapsed, and literally they had to try and carry the children as high as they can and walk for miles. Just looking back over 20 years ago when I went through the civil war with my family, I just recall crossing that river from Wau, where I was born and raised. And as the civil war went, became really worse, and we had to flee towards the village, and it happened to be the raining season. I just can't believe it. 20 years later, I'm standing here. To see them coming in numbers is just shocking. Once you're really here, you really can grasp the amount of challenges the people, the refugees are faced with. I feel that we as people, the international community, or even as individuals, we could really make a difference, and we can actually do something. And having to have gone through the civil war and being a refugee at one time in my life, I know what that feels like. And I really feel we have to an extent a social responsibility, and together we can really make an impact. And these refugees, they are dignified people, and they actually want to be able to get on their feet and live their lives. Even looking just around, as soon as they got here, they're already, you know, planning to set their feet down. If they have a land, they want to grow crops. So it's really not just touching, but it's also quite inspiring to see with so little doing so much.